today in the life of the branch. My story, His glory. Overcoming conflict. Resurrection, soar like Jesus. Can I get a quick soaring praise for the resurrected Jesus? Amen. Praise the Lord. Welcome. I'm Richard McWhite, pastor of Ridge Branch Baptist Church. It's a new day for faith and encouragement here at the branch. We look forward this month to the greatest celebration in Christianity. That is the death, burial, and resurrection of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. March 2024 will be an exciting time together. We're excited about the church here at the branch, and we begin our excitement each Sunday morning at 9:45 with Bible study, and then at 10:30, a worship center explosion of celebration as we gather to worship there. We hope that you will soar with us in the month of March and be present at the church. But on Wednesday nights at the branch, we have our time together with adults and students and children. We start out in the worship center at 6 p.m. with a time of musical praise and worship. And then we have a time of prayer and Bible study. And then afterwards, we have a music activity for those who like to sing and perform in our services. We have a rehearsal after that. So come and join us for that if you're musically inclined. We meet at 6 o'clock on Wednesday night. We have also full range of age groups for you when you come. May God bless you. And may you have a wonderful March 2024 as you worship resurrected Jesus this month. Let's pray. Dear Jesus, we call upon your name in the season of the year when you show us our every need. In the season of the year when you come to us in a real sense to share the solution to our conflict, the solution to sin's problems, the solution to marriage problems, the solution to neighbor problems, the solution to family problems. Father, you have provided for us in this season of resurrection a time of solutions. And Father, may all our actions and deeds be to your glory. It's our story, but may it be to your glory. And help us work through the conflicts that we have. And you guide us, O Jesus, our Savior. In his name we pray. Amen. Today is my story, his glory. Overcoming the conflict that we find ourselves in. Let's turn in our Bibles today to Habakkuk 1, verses 2 through 4. Habakkuk 1, verses 2, verse 4. And this is the cry of someone that has a conflict, that has a problem. And this problem and conflict is in his story. And in not only his story, but his neighbor's story. Not only in his neighbor's story, it is in the nation's story. It is not only in the nation's story, it's in the human existence story. And the words that come out of his mouth are thus, "How long, O Lord, must I call for help? How long, O Lord, must I call for help?" Are you there today? Are you seeking God's perspective in your problems, in your conflict, in your situation? The fact of it is that we are acknowledging our questions and doubts. Yes, we all have questions and doubts. We all have the human genome of sin. We always have the human genome of conflict in our lives, and Habakkuk's no different. And even he went on to say, after how long, O Lord, must I call for help? He also says, but you do not listen. Oh, man. Can you tell that to your wife? You just don't listen. Or you can tell it to your children. I'm sure you have. You're not listening. You're not listening. But can you imagine telling the Creator God that you don't listen, God? This prophet was bold, was he not? Violence is everywhere, he says. Violence is everywhere. Can you get a picture of the news at 6 o'clock or 5 or 4 or 11 or 12, around the cycle of news? Can you get it? There's violence everywhere. I cry, but you do not come to save me. You do not come for solutions. This Habakkuk guy, he was just a man, but a prophet, and he approached God with honesty and transparency. Honesty and transparency. We hear a lot about transparency today in politics, do we not? They want to be transparent with the population. In other words, they want your vote so they can spend their lives on the human, on the public dollar. Oh, but hey, not to diminish that they're serving us, but they also have other motives, I'm sure, as well. Await God's response with patience and trust. This is where we're going at with this first one, to seek God's perspective. Listen to him. Must I forever, verse 3, must I forever see these evil deeds? Have you been through conflict that continues and you don't see a solution? You can't find a solution? You've tried. You prayed, you tried, you prayed, you tried, you prayed, you tried, but you still can't find the solution. And so Habakkuk tells you where he's at. Why must I watch all this in misery? Are you in misery today? Is that conflict got you down in misery, and is it driving you and your family nuts? And he says, wherever I look, I see destruction and violence. I am surrounded by people who love to argue and fight. Oh, you mean they had those problems back then? Yeah, they had those problems, as we have today. Argue and fight. Everybody's on a sensitive razor's edge in their feelings. And the least little thing, like there's in the news the other day, a man with a fender bender, he was shot dead because of a fender bender. Such violence. And then verse 4, the law has become paralyzed, and there's no justice in the courts. Can I get a witness? Man, it's like America. The wicked far outnumber the righteous. So that justice has come perverted. I have set the stage for conflict, and the realization that God acknowledges this and he understands this, and let's look and observe God's power. To do that, we need to turn to a book of Psalms 46:10. In book of Psalms 46:10, we get a glinkling to the answer. It says here, be still. Be still. Shut out the noise in your life. Be still and know that I am God. If I translate that over into Habakkuk's time, God would answer him, Habakkuk, be still. Be patient. Be still and trust me. Be still and trust me. Reflect on my sovereignty and my control. I will be honored by every nation. I will be honored throughout the world. God says, I am and I will. And whenever God says I am, great things begin to happen. And I want you to have the God that I am in your life. And I want you to have God that I will in your life. And he can give that to you. In a few minutes, we'll show you how to do that. Be still and know that I'm God, and I will honor by every nation and be honored throughout the world. It's my story, but his ultimate glory. So reflect on God's sovereignty and rest in his assurance of God's presence. And this is the key. Realign our focus on God's mighty works. Focus. Focus, focus. I find myself with the noise of the world trying to focus on what I need to do. What I'm most importantly driven to do is to honor God, to serve God, to love God with all my heart, soul, and mind, and love my neighbor as myself, loving one another. And man, that is a full-time job. That conflict that we seek and we try to pull and pray about, and this day we're praying about conflict that we're trying to minister to our, maybe even our families, but yet it seems to be doing no good. I feel like a Habakkuk this morning. Do you feel like a Habakkuk? Some are shaking their head. Yeah, we feel like a Habakkuk. So we realign our focus, narrow it, be still and know, narrow the focus on God's mighty works. Then thirdly, embrace God's reconciliation. Embrace God's reconciliation, and that is through, my friend, Jesus Christ. The relations are so important. If you're going sore in 24, the relations are so important about connecting with Jesus. Ephesians 2:11-13. In Ephesians 2, 11 through 13, we see the roots of conflict, the extent of forgiveness, and the experience of unity and peace found in Christ. Here, oh boy, this is the solution. This is the solution. Get your friends. Put it on pause. Get your friends. Get your family in there, and we're going to give you the solutions. First of all, it says in verse 11 of Ephesians, I'm reading out of the New Living Translation here. Don't forget that you Gentiles used to be outsiders. Don't forget that you used to be outsiders. Remember that everybody, at one time was outside of God's love and grace. If you haven't repented of your sins, you are outside of God's love and grace. So be careful here. Be careful. Even though affected only their bodies and not their heart. Are you living a hypocritical life? Or have you been circumcised by Jesus? Well, what do I mean by that? Now, that sounds kind of gory. What the circumcision is all about is cutting away the human flesh of the heart. And that can be done. Jesus can do that if you let him come in and resolve the conflict between your human existence and his glory. It's my story, but his glory. And we're all afflicted with sin. And verse 12 says, in those days you were living apart from Christ. You were excluding from citizenship among the people of Israel, and you did not know the covenant promises God had with them. You lived in this world without God and without hope. Examines the root of the conflict from the beginning of time and now to now, that God has provided a solution to our conflicts. Verse 13. But now you have been united with Christ Jesus. You have been united with Christ Jesus. Once you were far away from God. Once you were far away from God, but now you have been brought near to him by the blood of Jesus. You have been brought near to him by blood. My friend, today, if you want to experience the unity and peace, you've got to find the blood of Jesus. Only with blood can this accommodation be done. To circumcise your heart, and you need to do this. Relax. Relax and let it go. Focus and let it go. Examine and let it go. Here at the Branch on Wednesdays, 11:30, we're on that process of letting go, letting go, letting go. My friend, today you can let go by accepting Christ, and we call this salvation. And it is simple as confessing and believing that Christ Jesus is the Son of God, and he came to earth to live as a man, die for our sins, and resurrected on the third day. Nothing else, my friend. God made salvation so easy that your story may reflect his glory, and that he simply just required us to believe in Jesus Christ. Isn't that amazing? Would you want to accept him today? If you want to accept him today, would you pray this prayer with me? Let's pray. Dear Lord Jesus, I know that I'm a sinner, and I ask your forgiveness. I believe you died for my sins and rose from the dead. I turn from my sins and invite you to come into my heart and my life. I want to trust and follow you as my Savior and Lord. My story, but your glory. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. If you prayed this prayer, would you let us know? Go to redsbranch.org, and on the landing page out there, you can fill out the form recording your decision. You could also rededicate your life there for a new life in Christ. Or you, perhaps if you'd like to join the great work here at the Branch in the Aiken, South Carolina area, we would invite you to do that as well. Look forward to contacting you. If you'd like to send us a praise, prayer, or perhaps a small gift to encourage us, you can also do that by sending it to the following address: Reds Branch Baptist Church, 390 Reds Branch Road, Aiken, South Carolina, 29801. Once again, that address is 390 Reds Branch Road, Aiken, South Carolina, 29801. Thank you and goodbye for now. And may you have a wonderful story, counting on God. God's glory in your conflicts of life. May God bless. Thank you for listening.